This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. So like Gina and I were just discussing, markets and business journalists are watching the Fed this week. And the Fed is watching, among other things, that inflation we were also just talking about. The consumer price index data we got on Friday was a big downer, with inflation at 8.6%, one of the biggest jumps in prices that we've seen in decades. So if the Fed's efforts to slow the economy work, prices will eventually stabilize. But then what? Marketplace's Christian Schwab looks at what kind of economy we'll be left with.
When policymakers talk about bringing inflation down, they're talking about slowing the rate of climbing prices, not reducing the actual price of goods and services. Laura Veldkamp is an economist at Columbia University.
So it's kind of like the car is slowing down, but we're not throwing the car into reverse.
Usually when prices go up, they stay up. That's because industries, consumers, and wages adjust to make up for lost spending power. That last part, wage growth, has been slowing. Dean Baker, an economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says wages are why he thinks some prices will go down. Also partly because the reasons behind these hikes vary.
Clearly, there are different stories with different items.
One case study, inflation for appliances and furniture could slow now that retailers are overstocked. Other temporary issues include the war in Ukraine, a lingering semiconductor shortage, and shipping delays. But some essentials, like housing and food, will take longer to adjust. Jason Lusk, a food and agricultural economist at Purdue, says, remember, you can't speed up nature. That's why meat prices are so volatile, up 14% from a year ago.
It's bad in the sense that when prices rise, as consumers, we pay more of that. On the flip side, it's good because when prices fall, we see more of those savings as consumers for meat products.
Because producers will step up to meet demand. It's just a matter of how long that takes and how long consumers can hang on. Lusk's department recently conducted a survey asking families how rising prices have influenced their food shopping habits.
And the most common response was, I haven't changed anything.
Usually, the food industry measures how stressed people's budgets are by noting changes in what cuts of meat or what brands they're buying. He says shoppers aren't behaving like they're in a recession yet. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.